Welcome back to another episode of Cognitive Connections, Conversations on Dementia. I'm thrilled to introduce today's guest, Brenda Jackson, the inspiring force behind Amplified for Alzheimer's. After retiring in 2019, Brenda decided to make a difference by creating this incredible event to support Alzheimer's and dementia research. Her personal journey, driven by her grandmother and aunt's battle with Alzheimer's, along with personal connections with friends, fuels her passion for raising awareness and funds for this cause. In our conversation, Brenda shares the evolution of Amplified for Alzheimer's, from a small music event to a 7-hour festival, along with the importance of community support and volunteering. So, without further ado, let's dive in. Brenda, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and how you became involved with Amplified for Alzheimer's?
Who I am? That's a loaded question for sure. So I'm a mom and a grandma. Is this what you want to know?
Absolutely, yes.
And I retired in 2019, but I actually befriended Aaron many years ago. I decided that I would volunteer for the Pro-Am.
And Aaron, just so our folks who don't know Aaron are aware, she works for our society and she's a big part of the events and fundraising.
Yes. So at that time, Pro-Am was being held in Leduc, and I live in Leduc. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to go and volunteer for this event. And I did that and have been doing so ever since. So I don't remember how long it's been, to be honest. It's probably over 10 years now. Aaron and I kind of talked about it. But I had always told her that when I retire, when I had more time on my hands, I was going to do an event to support Alzheimer's. And that's what I did. I retired in 2019. Of course, COVID hit, so couldn't do anything for a couple of years. And last year, I decided it was time to go for it. And so I created Amplified for Alzheimer's, just like that. Yeah, the idea grew.
What is your personal story with dementia?
So I don't have anybody who has been diagnosed in my immediate family. I do have an aunt who is currently living with Alzheimer's. And I did have a grandma who had a tragic story way back in 92 and was confused, wandered away in the middle of the night, and it ended in a death for her. But she was living on her own. She was in her 80s, never had a diagnosis, but very clearly was confused, going out in the middle of the night, thinking it was daytime, middle of December, dark, wasn't sure where she was going or what she was doing. And so it kind of stuck with me then. But of course, I had a young family and, you know, didn't have the time to do anything. And as time went on, more and more of my friends and people that I loved had a lot of association with Alzheimer's and dementia, and still do.
So, Brenda, I'm going to take you back to your grandmother. This was a time, it sounds like, where Alzheimer's really was not very much talked about or known about, and a lot of people must have had, you know, no diagnosis, but yet were struggling or living with dementia.
Yeah, I mean, the difficult thing was, I mean, that was back in 1993. So we're talking 30 years ago. The difficult thing was that she was very capable of taking care of herself and living on her own. And because of that, because nobody was in the home with her, how do we know, you know, what is she remembering? What isn't she remembering? She never drove. So she, you know, you didn't have the signs of driving. And she was very capable. And it just, you know, it just triggered something. She was invited to a birthday party at 5 o'clock in the afternoon the following day. She must have woke up at 5 in the morning and got herself ready and wandered out. And middle of December, it's dark. It's dark at 5 at night. It's dark at 5 in the morning. And yeah, tragically, it ended in death for her. December 15th, you know, cold. So yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know that she had enough symptoms for anybody to even really notice that things were changing. But clearly, you know, she was confused, and that's what happened. And so that stuck with me. But again, not having the time or being able to commit to anything, it just was there. So, yeah.
And when you hear about other people, because we do have so many people that are getting diagnosed these days.
Yeah.
When you hear about someone, does that kind of bring you back to those, to that feeling of losing your grandmother?
What it brings me back to is the importance of, you know, people being aware and being able to, you know, understand what's happening with people and how serious it can be. It doesn't necessarily take me back to that particular moment, but I often think about Jan Arden, being a music lover myself, and I would follow her story about her mom. And it makes me realize that, especially people living on their own, who's there to pay attention, to know what's actually happening from day to day?
Right.
So, and I think we all had a belief, honestly, that the older you get, forgetfulness was just part of getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it just takes me to that moment of what are our trigger points and who is going to, you know, pay attention and make sure that we get the help that we need.
Obviously, there's a big community that is surrounding you in doing Amplified. And I want to get to that in a minute. But first, if you could just describe what the event is. And just the basics for our listeners.
So it started out that I thought, oh, it would be really great to have some kind of a little music event and do a fundraiser for Alzheimer's. And, you know, the creation in my brain was to keep it simple, small, don't get carried away because this is the first time, you know, be careful what you're doing, all those things. So,
yeah.
Really, that's what it was going to be, was, you know, just some music in the park, very simple. And that kind of didn't happen. It just kept growing and growing and more creative. And the more I thought and the more I, you know, thought about it, it was just growing. And so it really started from nothing. And I thought, well, the first thing I need to do is find some support and see where that goes. I have a lot of people, a lot of friends that play music, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to have some local talent and then bring somebody in that would be, you know, maybe exciting and new and be able to draw people.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I reached out to my friends that were musicians and said, hey, what do you think about this? And they're like, yes, absolutely, we're in. And so it just grew. It grew from having a couple hours in the afternoon to being a 7-hour event with four different bands.
Wow.
And me bringing friends of mine from Colorado up and playing as the headliner. That is High Plains Tradition, and they're a bluegrass band out of Colorado. So they were thrilled to come up, And then it even grew from there, because it was like, okay, well, I'm bringing these guys, they got to play for more than just an hour. So, you know, then that grew to kind of sending them out into the community and sharing them. Mm-hmm. And so we did, you know, an evening at the local brewery, and we did an afternoon jam with the seniors. And yeah, and I mean, it just kind of grew.
Mm-hmm.
And as it grew, our excitement grew and our momentum grew, and yeah.
When I hear you talk about it, I can hear it in your voice that you are, you know, this is something that you're proud of and
yes.
Something that you must get a lot from as well. Like, I find things like this, they give back sometimes.
Well, and, you know, you think, okay, the only thing that I care about is I don't want it to be a failure, you know. And so when you're leading up to it, you're excited and excited and excited. And then when it actually comes to fruition, you kind of go, whew, okay, we did it, you know. So my committee was very small. I did a lot of stuff on my own just simply because I had the time. And so, yeah, I learned a lot and it was great. And the whole objective was to entertain the community for a good cause and raise some money for Alzheimer's.
From what I've heard on the street, it is a good time.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun. I mean, there was always things that I thought, oh no, what's going to happen? But we really didn't have any glitch.
Mm.
We were outdoors, and I kept thinking, wow, what happens if it's not nice? And we had alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wanted that feel of music in the park. And that's what we got. You know, I said, if we get 100 people, I'll be just happy. Just, you know, a big enough crowd for everybody to feel like they're playing to an audience. And yeah, we were upwards of 200 and I was thrilled.
To someone who's just considering, well, what can I do? I want to do something to make an impact and perhaps give back and help those who are living with dementia. What would you say to them about your journey through Amplified?
Do it. Absolutely do it. And you know, it doesn't have to build and be big. I mean, like I said, mine got bigger and bigger as it went. But you could do something small because every dollar counts. Every bit of money that you can donate to this cause is going to help somebody's family member who really needs it, or help a family member to deal with what's coming with their, you know, their diagnosed friend or family. So I would say do it. Just if you have a crazy idea, go with it, because, you know, it's you can't really fail.
So can you describe a little bit about what it's like when you attend the Amplified for Alzheimer's event? What can someone expect if they buy tickets for it?
So obviously this was our first time. So we kept cost very cheap, very affordable, because we recognize that our guests and our attendees most likely would be mature people, attaching Alzheimer's to that. I mean, it's just not a young, you just don't attract that. And so what you can expect is to grab your lawn chair and bring something to drink, something to eat. We did have food trucks on site. We had accessible washrooms. It was sit in the sun in your lawn chair and enjoy the music. And that's exactly what happened, is everybody brought their chairs and there was a vast audience out there and everybody just sat back and enjoyed. It was a very hot day, the end of August. And, you know, we learned that we would change a few things because of that. But other than that, you just come and you really just enjoyed music. And it just went on for 6 hours. It was lovely. It was in Leduc.
Changing the date maybe because it does get hot in August and all that. But beyond that, do you feel like you're definitely going to go for it again? Or?
So I've been asked that question a lot. What about this year? And I reached out to our sponsors because we had great community support by the City of Leduc, Lions Club of Leduc, County of Leduc, plus several large and small businesses that sponsored. And the things that we learned along the way is people never want organizers like me to expect that they're going to get money, because they like to share money amongst different groups. They don't necessarily simply want to just support Alzheimer's. So after speaking to them, I think we've kind of decided that we may just wait till 2025.
Okay.
It's definitely something I want to do again. But to get the proper sponsorship and be able to actually get the support that is required, we will probably wait until 2025, unless I change my mind and decide to do something a little bit smaller. And then there's always that. So,
and what was the result of your efforts?
The result was a $9,000 check to Alzheimer's Society of Alberta and Northwest Territories.
Fantastic.
So we were so excited because we really wanted to hit the $10,000 mark, and we came as close as possible. Few extra little expenses at the end, but we were totally happy with it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, totally happy with it.
We really appreciate it too, from the society to you and everyone, the City of Leduc, obviously the County of Leduc. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah.
As well, is there anything that surprised you about doing this project and doing the event?
Lots of things surprised me, actually. I was shocked at how eager people were. And I will say this about small business more so than anybody. You know, you always think you have to go out there and get $10,000 from some business or something. But, you know, I had so many local small businesses that were eager to give us the $500 and just say this is a great cause. And that just adds up. So that was a really pleasant surprise for me. There were some people that said no that I fully expected would say yes. You know, some of the community members there that had medical type connections that just kind of shied away from it, which surprised me a little bit. But honestly, not knowing who I am, I'm a random person coming and asking for money. You know, it's like, okay, should we invest in this or not? I will tell you, the Lions Club of Leduc were fantastic. I mean, I was a nobody going to them, asking them to be a platinum sponsor, and they were a huge support, and I'm sure I could count on them for anything else another time.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I know the program Anything for Alzheimer's is something that we talk about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And what it means for our listeners that don't know is that you can take an event or something you like to do, or in your case, Brenda, you had friends and you're a music lover and you knew that that could create some special community to have sort of a festival-like feel. And you can make anything out of it. And that's why it's Anything for Alzheimer's. Can you talk a little bit about how you learned about this program?
So again, I'll just go back to Erin and I having many conversations just through the years of me volunteering at the Pro-Am. And I don't know why there's something in me that thinks the more you can create for community, the better it would be. And so she kind of, you know, pointed me in the direction of Anything for Alzheimer's, and it was fantastic because there was really left nothing for me to try to figure out. It's very simple. It's very easy to follow. She created an opportunity for me to just jump right in. And so that's how I found Anything for Alzheimer's. And the program in itself is fantastic.
Lace up your sneakers for a stroll with style. The IG Wealth Management Walk for Alzheimer's is not just a walk in the park. It's your chance to strut your stuff for a cause that counts. Ready to make waves in your community and give hope to those navigating life with dementia? Registration is now open. Head to alzheimer.ab.ca to learn more or call us at 1-866-950-5465. That's 1-866-950-5465. And now, back to the show.
So, Brenda, can you tell me about how you got involved with volunteering? Because I don't think a lot of people understand how much fun it can be. And I myself didn't understand until I started working for the society that, you know what, events like the AFO, the hockey tournament.
Yes.
And events like Amplified, I wasn't personally involved, but everyone I've talked to had such a great time.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about why volunteering, what attracts you to that?
You know, having a couple children that were involved in the community and very much involved in the community, that's where it started, was really, you know, they were involved in sports and other community event type things. And I think it's just so important that the importance for me started around supporting my kids and how that would build their involvement into the things that they loved. And out of volunteering, you always get great feedback because you always get success from the people that you're helping out. I mean, that's just the way it is. We need bodies. It takes a village. And that's the mentality that I've always taken moving forward, is it takes a village to make things successful. And so from there, I became a Lions member in Millet in those years for 10 years. And again, it's something that you eat, sleep, and talk about, is giving back to the community in some way. And it's fulfilling. I mean, that's the thing, is it fills you up. It makes you feel like you've done something good. So that's the drive to the volunteerism for me. A job is a job, and you're paid for your talents and everything that you can do, but there's a different cup that gets filled with volunteering, for sure. It's just self-satisfying that you've been able to do something without expectation.
I like the way you put that about the cup being filled in a different way.
Yeah, totally different. I mean, there's expectations attached to a job. Really, there's no expectations attached to a volunteer position. You know, nobody told me, like, you have to raise X number of dollars, and there was no pressure to do that. And I think it's your own, whatever you feel like you can give. Mm-hmm. is enough.
Yeah, we have times when we want to highlight, obviously, and encourage people to volunteer. What would you say to someone if they were here right now and they were considering it?
So the fun, number one, I mean, it is so much fun to go and see a different, completely different aspect of life, because you're all there for the same reason. You're all working for the same goal. There's no competition, and it's just fun. It's fun. The people that you meet are the same kinds of people, and you're like-minded. So I would say, if you have even a sliver of interest, to just try it. Mm-hmm. And there's no huge expectation. You can, you know, give an hour, give two, whatever works for you. So it is, it's really fun, and it's very satisfying.
Good.
Yeah.
So Brenda, you're a fan. I've noticed there's the music,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your participation with the AFO, which is our Alzheimer's Face-Off Pro-Am hockey tournament that we have every year.
Yes.
Such a fun time. Tell me a little bit about your fandom.
So my fandom starts with my kids again. You know, I had a son who was a hockey player and a baseball player. So I will throw the dig in there for the Blue Jays as well. So if you ever want to do any baseball thing, I'll be there too. But hockey to me brings a community together. And I think we see it at every level, minor sports, you know, college level, professional hockey players, and for all intents and purposes, you know, the events like the Pro-Am. It brings people together. It gives you a sense of belonging. And again, you're working for the same purpose on every level, you know. And so my fandom kind of, I give credit to my kids for everything that they did when they were young that made me be community involved. So, yes, and I love hockey. It's crazy. I love the Oilers. That's my dig, too.
I mean, I'm not the... I dare to admit it, being an Edmontonian and not necessarily being a massive hockey fan, but everyone, all of my family are very involved with the Oilers in terms of, you know, just being massive fans and wanting to cheer them on. But I found that it is contagious when I volunteered at the AFO tournament last year. It was my first time. My kids came out, my two daughters, and they volunteered as well. And we got to meet some fabulous people. And what really struck me about it was the amazing people that you meet who are also volunteers and making those friendships.
Absolutely.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, and it's kind of a tight-knit group. You know, you go year after year and you see the same people. And again, it gives you that, I mean, we all get excited. April's coming. Guess what? We get to go, you know, volunteer our time again and see everybody. You see members of teams that you've seen year after year after year. And it is very contagious. And the fact that you get to make those friendships. And every year I make some new friendship just from volunteering. So,
because you've been involved with volunteering, obviously, your connection to the society and all that, do you find that when you go out into the world, into your community, that people are talking more about dementia and how it affects families, how it affects care partners and the healthcare system in general?
Absolutely. And I also think our age plays a role in that, because as we get older, obviously, we see more and more of that. And, you know, my circle of close friends, my family are all of an aging, you know, population. And so it's talked about a lot, and it's talked about how difficult it is to be the caregiver or the patient. And so, you know, we talk about it a lot. And I think it brings much more awareness that we are talking more about it. And again, like I said earlier, the recognition of when people actually need help, mm-hmm. and how we can help them, much easier to access that now. So yeah, for sure. It's definitely much more talked about. Mm-hmm. And the events. I mean, Pro-Am obviously brings a huge attention to it. Mm-hmm. So
do you feel like when you're participating in society events and volunteering and you know, obviously organizing Amplify, which I'm sure was a lot of work, a lot of pleasure, but a lot of work. Do you feel like you're honoring your grandmother in a way?
Yes, I do. And like I said, I do have an aunt who currently is living with dementia. So I feel like, I mean, honoring, yes, I just feel like it's it's so important for people to understand how easy it is to lose someone, you know, through the disease and while they're still here in body. And so, I mean, I think about her often and about what must have been going on in her mind at that time, because again, she appeared to be very capable and living on her own and didn't show any of the advanced signs per se. So, you know, now I think, okay, you know, by talking about it, it must help people identify a lot sooner what might be happening. That's what I think. Yeah.
Brenda, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I think it's great, and I'm excited that, you know, I'm going to continue to volunteer for the society, and yeah, we're going to move forward.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Cognitive Connections, Conversations on Dementia with the Alzheimer's Society of Alberta and Northwest Territories. If you're looking for additional resources, support, or more information on dementia, head over to our website at alzheimer.ab.ca. Here you'll find a wealth of resources, support, programs, and more. We encourage you to share this podcast with anyone who may benefit from these conversations and leave us a review. Join us again next time as we continue to explore the multifaceted aspects of dementia with our insightful guests. Until then, take care, stay connected, and remember that every conversation counts in the realm of cognitive connections.